Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church, Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening. Live in water. That's what he promised that day by the well. Live in water. Shoot, I don't know what he meant by it. All I know is here was this Jewish rabbi one minute sitting there asking me to draw him a drink of water, and the next time turning around and asking me, telling me about something I had never heard of before, living water. Started out like any other day. The sun came up, ordinary-like. Jake got up, ornery-like. I'd learned to steer clear of Jake on mornings like that. Mornings when the night before's wine soured his breath and flared his temper. I shuddered when I heard him lift the water jar from its place by the basin, knowing what I'd hear. Lazy, good-for-nothing, hardly enough water in here to... Woman! You've been lying around doing nothing again all day, haven't you? I told you I want this jar setting right where I need it, full up to the top. Don't give me no sob story about how you can't go to the well when the other women's there. I want this jar sitting where it belongs next time I need to wash it up. You hear me? I didn't mind so much the slap he gave me. He was right. Woman's job is to keep the water jar filled up to the top. Besides, his cuff didn't cut near as deep as the rebuffs I'm used to getting from the women at the well. Their silences cut pretty deep. Their silences scream, what does she think she's doing here? Drawing water at this well, like she's one of us or something. Their looks cut really deep too. Their looks scream, oh, here she comes. Standing next to us like she's somebody decent or something. I'll take a slap in the face any day over that. Besides, the thing about Jacob is, after he's taken a few swipes at me and after the fog of the wine has cleared from his head, he can be almost gentle. He's real sorry. It's just that he's got this thirst inside him. He just can't seem to quench. Anyway, started off like a normal day, and Jake went off to do whatever it is men do all day. There was just enough water left in the jar for me to wet a couple of rags, and I pressed the cool of it up to my face to help the swelling go down. Did as many chores as I could that didn't require water. Noontime came. I knew it was about time for me to head on out to the well. See, evening is the best time to draw water for most. There's none too many people out on the streets at high noon, which makes it the best time of day if you're trying to avoid those who keep you at a distance. And since I have no one to walk with or talk with on my way to the well, I like to pass the time by fairy-taling. You know what I mean, a happy ending. Thinking about how things are and how they might have been. Like, what if Judas, he was my first husband, love of my life, what if he hadn't died so young? Because it's true what they say about the good die young. Or what if we'd had a son together, then I wouldn't have had to marry Judas's brother, Jabbar. He never wanted me anyway. And what if Jabbar hadn't divorced me and forced me into a marriage with Jabesh? Jabesh was a good man. Poor, but good. Older than Methuselah, but good. Wasn't much chance I'd have a son by him, but he was a good man. And what if he hadn't died? What if my marriage to Levi had worked out? Not that there was much chance of that. He was a mean-spirited man. What if I'd never married Zadar? What if Deborah hadn't caught Zadar's fancy after we married? What if he hadn't run off with her to who knows where before obtaining a divorce decree from the elders of the city? What if Jake and I could get married? What if we had a son? My son would be faster and brighter and handsomer than all the sons of all of those who cut me out. My son would have Jake's thirst for life, but not his thirst for wine. My son would have my love of people and not their disdain for me. My son would marry a fine girl, and she'd do me the honor of drawing water from the well for me. Fairy tale, happy ending. He was already sitting there when I come up, and I could tell from the look of him that he wasn't from these parts. He was a Jew, and he looked to be a teacher or a rabbi. And I expected the kind of down looking from him that we Samaritans have been getting from Jews for as long as we can remember. I expected it double, actually, being both a Samaritan and a woman. Unclean, they call us, like we're dogs or something. So I thought to myself, you know, there he is. He's one of them. Thinks he's better than me. Sitting there thinking to himself, oh, here comes a Samaritan woman. Who does she think she is coming to this well? Who does she think she is coming anywhere near me? Why, one little brush from the edge of her skirt could keep me out of synagogue for weeks. But I didn't know what he was thinking. So instead of shooing me away, he asked me real polite, could you draw me a drink? I could see from the look of him why he'd be asking. The sun was hotter than the blue blazes out there, and his clothes were all sweated up like he'd been walking for a long time, and he was empty-handed. He needed me to draw him a drink. I had the upper hand for a change. He needed me to draw him some water. You know how you can be when the upper hand is yours and you know it? Know how it can be when you want to be talking to somebody, anybody, but the pride in you just makes you want to give them not so much as the time of day. Know how it is when the pain inside you that's been gnawing at your belly just pushes its way up and you lay in on some innocent victim every ounce of that anger and that venom that's been gnawing away at you for so long, just waiting to come out. I regretted the angry words I spat at him. You're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? But he didn't get riled up at the words or the anger. Instead, he told me strange things. He told me about living water and how you could drink this water and not ever be thirsty again. About how it would bubble up into eternal life. He asked me about my husband. Well, actually, he didn't ask me about Jake. He asked me to go get my husband, and when I told him that I didn't have a husband, all kind of cocky-like, he said he knew. And then he told me everything I'd ever done. I could tell right away that he was some sort of prophet or something. And the more he got to talking, the more I got to thinking, maybe he could be the one, the Messiah that they're always talking about. My mind started running with the thought of it. It was like fairy tale, but for real. What if he was the promised one? What if he was the Christ? What if he was the one who was sent to deliver us? Before I knew it, my feet were running too, and I was running back into town, running right up to those people who'd never had so much of the time of day for me before. And then my mouth started running too, and the words were just spilling out of me. Come and see this man who told me everything I ever did. Could he be the Christ? Now, I don't know if they went out to the well to hear about everything I ever did, because I know some of them have been pondering on that for quite a while. Or if they went out there to see the prophet who maybe could be the Christ. But they went, and they went running. And then I was running again, and I ran straight home. I threw open the door, I run smack into Jake, and I said, Jake, you're not going to believe this. I got something I got to tell you, Jake. Jake, you've been drinking again, haven't you, Jake? No, listen, I got something to tell you, and it's wonderful, Jake. Jake, the water jar. I must have left it back by the well. But that's what I want to tell you. See, I know what you said. I know you want it sitting right where it belongs, Jake, but you got to hear me out. I went to the well to fill up the water. Yeah, and filled up to the top. I know what you said, Jake, but I went to the well. I went to the well and I heard you. But you need to listen. You need to hear me out. I met a man there. No, Not that kind of met. I met a man there, Jake, at the well. He's got this living water. You see, it's water that quenches all your thirst. It could heal that hurt inside you, Jake. It could quench that thirst you got deep down inside. Oh, you've got to listen to me, Jake. You've got to come and see. Started out like any ordinary day. The sun came up, ordinary, but it didn't stay that way. That was the day I went to the well, and I met a man there named Jesus. And he told me about living water. It's water that when you drink of it, it quenches a thirst way deep down inside. Are you thirsty too? Come. Oh, come and see.